It's hard enough to be a young mum, let alone a young mum in prison, separated from your toddler for months or sometimes years at a time. A new project is looking at how women in Queensland prisons can remain connected with their children while in prison. Our reporter and producer here at Mornings, Mia Knight, went behind bars at the Townsville Correctional Centre's low-risk facility to find out how one young mum handles motherhood while serving her sentence.
To have our kids in custody is a big thing, you know. When you hear about jail, you don't really think, you know, that your children are going to be in custody with you.
Andrea was separated from her two-year-old daughter for 7 months when she went into custody.
Yeah, it was very, very, very tough.
How did you first explain to your daughter what was happening at the start of your sentence?
So I just said, "Mummy's in the naughty house." She kind of knew a little bit because my sister, she used to come visit my sister and my sister was in here, so she knew about it, but she didn't know about the farm because my sister was always in maximum. So when she come here, she was so excited, you know. She's like, "It's, you know, it's different here, Mum. You know, you're at the farm, you're not in the big jail." So yeah, she was really happy to come visit me here.
Superintendent of the Townsville Women's Correctional Centre, Rod Carroll, says the prison is trying new approaches to help create a positive environment the children and their mothers while they serve their time.
It is all part of an overall trauma-informed care policy that we follow, and that in terms of the way that we look after women within prison, or what we refer to as our women's estate. A critical part of that is that early childhood bond between a mother and a child, and there's a raft of literature from around the world that indicates that if a mother of a child goes into incarceration, that there is a high likelihood that their children will follow them into incarceration in future generations. What we're trying to do is break that cycle, and part of that is to build the bond between child and mother. But moreover, we get them as close as we can to living in the real world and the real life exposure in raising a child, so that they are better prepared for when they return to the community with that child. And, as I said, the key part also is to break that generational cycle for the child.
Professor Susan Dennison from the Griffith Criminology Institute is heading the new project, Transforming Corrections, Transforming Lives.
We are looking at better understanding what mothers in prison need during their time in prison, but also after release, and what their children need.
Professor Dennison says mothers struggle on release from prison, being less likely to have a stable home to return to than men, and needing more support to reconnect with their children.
We know a lot from the research about the impact of incarceration on parents generally. We know a little bit less about mothers because most of the research focuses on fathers in prison, simply because there are more men in prison than women. But the number of women in prison has been increasing steadily over the last decade, and has actually increased at a faster rate than the number of men in prison. And even more substantially than that, the number of Indigenous women going to prison has increased in Queensland by 130% over the last 10 years. So it's a staggering kind of increase. We understand that having a parent go to prison places children at increased risk of offending themselves and also going to prison themselves. For many women in prison, it's a life history of exposure to victimisation, whether that's in childhood, adolescence, adulthood, intimate partner violence, mental health problems, substance use challenges, and so on, where there haven't been adequate supports available.
Correctional counsellor Damon Fawkes says there's a notable difference in the women when they have their children with them.
Huge benefits for the children. We have lots of children that come out here. You know, mum's been sent to jail, and then they, you know, the child might be one or so. They can't figure out where mum's gone. Huge benefits when they get to come out here. They get to see their mum, you know, and they get to then not feel like mum's abandoned them. It's great for the mums. They don't feel like they're abandoning the children, which is huge.
And what kind of mental benefit do you see for the mothers as well?
Incredible. As you can imagine, it's very traumatic being taken away from your children. Huge benefits. Improved behaviour. Great outcomes with the mothers who have had their children and have now been released, who keep in contact with some of the other mothers who are still in here, and, you know, they're doing really well.
The support at the centre has allowed Andrea to regain care of her daughter from the Department of Child Services.
When we go like if the kids have appointments and stuff, you know, we don't go in handcuffs. We go just normally as we would like when we're on the outside to go to the doctors or any appointments for the children. You know, we go to Kirwan Health for, you know, the immunisations and stuff just like we would on the outside. So it's really good over here. We go to the chickens and we feed the chickens, and we have also have possums. We have possum houses everywhere. So the kids love going and seeing the possums and feeding them a bit of apples. They've got their bikes. They've all got their bikes, so they ride around here on their bikes, learning how to ride. My daughter, my youngest daughter, she's only been in here for a week and one day, but she's adapting to it really well. Yeah, she's, yeah, from not having, so, you know, she's iPads. She's always saying, Nanny's got the iPad, Nanny's got the iPad. So she's been pretty good, though, not having that sort of technology in here, because we only have, you know, watch DVDs and stuff, and everything's really out and, you know, hands-on playing, you know, always outside. So she's adapting to it pretty good. Just felt, you know, like full. I just felt like I was right where, you know, right where I need to be, yeah, to have her in here, yeah.
It's obviously super beneficial for her as well to be with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What has she kind of said to you?
Oh, she said, my mummy, I'm staying with my mummy. You know, she's like, I'm not going to nanny's, or, you know, she's like, she's just a big one on the no iPad, but she's getting used to it. But yeah, she loves it here.
Mia Knight there speaking to a young mother in the Townsville Correctional Centre about how the prison has helped her learn how to be a mother.